I'm in a technology position, but regardless, as I get older, things become more confusing to me. Oh my gosh. I really do need to learn chess, because maybe chess will help keep my mind limber and as I get older. I know Fatty plays Sudoku partially so that he can keep his mind all there. It's not working though, is it? All right, anyway, so we everything's waiting for you.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He can keep his mind all there. It's not working though, is it?
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3415. LBFO42, I say Tuesday the 9th of March 2021, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and we're going to try to get through with some more of those social questions. Big Fatty. Hello, prickers. Big Fatty Vulga. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, I will tell you Big Fatty was a pricker, or a pricky, I guess. Yes, Big Fatty, a pricky. Y'all, when I tell you all about my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Let's see, after I spoke to you yesterday, let's see, I watched the 60 Minutes, and you know, then that, the Mrs. Markle, the Ginger Prince, Miss Markle and the Ginger Prince, on the, you know, that Oprah Winfrey did an interview with them, and y'all, it was all the talk. Yes, Big Fatty. And after that, y'all, by the time that was over at 10 p.m. in the evening, y'all, I was tired, so I was off to the live chamber. Y'all, we went down to 28 degrees. On Sunday night in Charleston, out here near the Aeropuerto, which we all know is a Mexican for Aeropuerto. And y'all, that's good. That's good, though, because Big Fatty had covered the plants here in Fern Gully. And y'all, hopefully it killed the mosquitoes that had been born after all that rain we've recently had. Y'all, but the pollen, let me tell you, the pollen, it is beginning to fall. Old Ruby Red was it? Big Fatty, we don't know. It was a Ruby Goldenrod. Yes, Big Fatty, it's just like a little red goldenrod hood. Yes, So, anyway, y'all, slept very well, got up, I don't know, it was a little bit after 7 a.m. in the morning, turned on Miss Gail King, And y'all, they were still talking about that Miss Markle and the Ginger Prince on the CBS this morning, and y'all read the newspaper. Didn't my Sudoku, like the old Cricket Hat was talking about, y'all? It was a level one. Y'all, by the way, I couldn't get the Sunday when I fucked it up somehow. But Monday's was just easy as pie. Easy as, y'all, speaking of pie, y'all, I saw a picture. It was an apple pie. It's a giant apple pie. And y'all, it's like $19 a slice, and it's enough for four people with leftovers. And y'all, it must have been 8 or 9 inches tall. And y'all, it looked delicious. Y'all, got, no, I didn't get my share. Y'all, I fixed me some brofkas. I had some leftover shaved ham from when I made the little ham biscuits. And y'all, so I had ham eggs. The only thing that was different, back in the childhood, we would put that on a piece of buttered toast. We didn't have a toaster. My mother would put it on a cookery sheet and put pats of butter on it and put it under the broiler. Yes, we got a broiled toast. Yes, indeed, broiled toast. So I had that, and y'all, then I was off. I was off to go get my Fauci ouchie, and I've got to give kudos to the South Kakalaki Department of Health and Environmental Control. That's the DHEC, y'all, because they're in charge of the Fauci ouchies. And I had signed up, and my appointment was at 9:30 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, I arrived, and y'all, they had some very nice members of the National Guard assisting, we arrived and checked in. I was on the list. You had to sit down and fill out just the basic general information: name, address, are you feeling sick today, have you ever sharted yourself, all those important things. And they sent you over to the nurse, and she confirmed everything. And filled up the old prick machine, and I looked away. I was saying, I don't really like to wash them. Oh, and y'all, she was in my arm and squirting. Bitch, Fatty, that's vulgar. Anyway, y'all, it took just a few minutes, and y'all, the most painful part was when she put the Band-Aid on. Y'all, it got caught in the hair on my arm, and it was just kind of ow, ow, ow. Y'all, then you had to go into another room, and they have to observe you for 15 minutes to make sure you don't shat yourself, I guess. y'all, while you're waiting, y'all, and this was the thing, I didn't know how it worked. They scheduled you for your next appointment, which was a month later. So y'all, my second appointment is on Monday, April the 5th, at 9:45 a.m. in the morning, same location. And y'all, after I sat there for my 15 minutes, they said, thank you for calling. And I was able to go. Y'all, I got the Moderna. I got the Moderna or vaccine. Saw several other people got theirs today as well. I saw Vader and Archer got theirs. Big Vetty, they're not old enough to qualify for that. No, they got it because of obesity. Oh, okay. After that, I came home, went on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely outside. and came back, got my share, and y'all, it's just been a relaxing afternoon, and now I'm recording the little show, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy!
It's Kathy and Peter Sosa Question.
Y'all, that, of course, is the Haunt Cub, and Haunt Cub, thank you so much. Big Fatty, he must have been taking taking signals from Digger to just shut it down, cut it down, make it, don't put any effort into it at all, I guess so. But Haunt Cub, thank you for that less than half-ass effort on that totally original bumper. Yes, Big Fatty?
This is my ex Big Farty a question, and it's really mediocre, but my question is, on diarrhea days, do you just feel like it's a free-for-all and you can eat whatever you want?
Yeah, I see y'all, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And, you know, it doesn't get more so-so than speaking about your intestinal discharges. And you're asking about upset stomach, diarrhea, what is that, the pink stuff, if you've got indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea, I don't know what it is. Miss Bacon, I think you are confused. First of all, I don't have scheduled diarrhea days. If you know you're gonna have a diarrhea, I don't think you can eat. You can eat whatever you want, and you know, oh, this is gonna give me the diarrhea. Fatty, just move forward. That's not worth an answer.
Fart pants, I have a mediocre question. Maybe it's not a question. Maybe it's a clarification. I'll let the judges decide. But can a person win this contest 2 years in a row? Asking for a friend.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that's Miss Bacon again. And Miss Bacon, once again, thank you so much for the call. I can only think of one person who would care about that. The rest of us, who cares? The judges have locked in their decisions, and we'll wait to hear back from the so-so question desk. From Miss Kathy Marshall or that Peter G. So stay tuned for your answer. Yes, we ready.
Fart, this is a really great question, so I don't know if it should be included in the contest, but I have to ask, is your reading hoard as big as your media hoard? Just wondering. Do you read books? I remember you referred me to a book once. Can't remember the name of it, but it's the one that they made the show on Netflix or whatever. And then I started watching that, and then I kind of forgot about it. I'll have to go back and finish watching that.
Yeah, I see y'all, that's Miss Bacon again. And Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Big Fatty, she's called 3 times. You don't need to get so excited. Anyway, Miss Bacon, we don't have to go to the judges to make a determination on this. This is absolutely a so-so question, because I can assure you that the most so-so activity for Big Fatty is reading a book. Y'all can't stand to read. I enjoy the newspaper. But that's about it. The book, now there are a few exceptions here and there. And you mentioned the one, it was the Tales of the City. It was written by a gentleman that used to live in the Charleston and worked for the newspaper here. And then he moved to the San Francisco. Big Fatty, do you think Kathy Marshall knows him? I don't know. Tales of the City and all the books that came after that, y'all, they're lovely. And y'all, it's little short chapters because the chapters were published in the newspaper out there in the San Francisco. So y'all, it was easy. It was, as they say, easy reading. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh, and I don't know what my media hoard is. I mean, it's Big Fatty. I don't know what it is either.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's the Laughing Buddha, and it's Friday, the 26th of February. And I was kind of waiting for a so-so question, for the so-so question contest month from Peter G. and that Kathy Marshall. So I thought I'd wait till almost the very end. It's not Sunday, but it's Friday. So my question, my so-so question, is back in November, we learned the correct pronunciation for pecan. It's not pecan, because a pecan is something you take a pee in. So that got me thinking. I've been thinking for a long time, and I've been saving this so-so question for so long. And so my question is, is it praline or is it praline? I'll hang up and take my answer off the air.
Yeah, thanks. Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is the Laughing Buddha and the official Spambassador of the BFO. And Laughing Buddha, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, even if it is a last-minute so-so question. And it absolutely is a so-so question. You should know this. A man of the world like yourself, you know, pralines are next to godliness. You know, it's sugar and pecans. And you don't go to church to pray. You go to church to pray, and you take a bite of a praline, and you go, "Sweet Jesus, Big Fatty."
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Scott from Northern California. I have a so-so question. Now, everyone has one, but they don't admit it. Who is your favorite child, Squeaky Kitty, Poodle, or Nessa? And do you have Poodle down to a long-term contract? Someone might get Poodle to get his own show, BPO. So, thanks for calling. How do I hang this thing up?
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Scott from the Northern California, eh? And Scott, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and absolutely a so-so question, and you're just stirring the pot, I can tell you, I'm not answering that question, because it's so-so-so, but I can tell you the child I miss the most is a squeaky gentleman caller. Oh, Big Freddy, he's just been, he's gone to glory. No, he hadn't. Big Freddy.
Hey, Fart, here's my mediocre question. Is this contest ever going to end?
Yeah, I guess y'all, that is Miss Bacon again. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always love to hear from you. And absolutely a so-so question, but a so-so question with an answer, because y'all, that is the very last so-so question for February 2021.
Hoop-de-doo. To do. I hear a polka and my troubles are through.
Oh dear, guys, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Peter G., Kathy Marshall, the ball is in your court. As they say, Big Fatty, you know they'll take their everlasting time to let us know who won and that totally uninspired prize. Well, you know, I got the Fauci ouchie today. Maybe they'll announce it when I go get the second shot in a month. Big Fatty, that's about right. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Cricket Hat. Y'all, he's back from his Alpine excursion. And Crooked Hat, anything that reminds you of Big Fatty?
He can keep his mind all there. It's not working, though, is it?
Oh, no. Are you talking about yourself, or are you talking about Big Fatty? Probably himself.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.